You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.
The following program is provided for informational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed during the show do not necessarily reflect those of the station or the host. There are no guarantees to the information presented in this material, and the claims and results of any cannot be guaranteed. As always, you should consult with a professional before making any decisions that may impact your legal, financial, or medical well-being. This recording is copyrighted, all rights reserved. No portion may be used or reproduced in any way without express written permission.
Hello, and welcome to the first show of our very first season here at the Lifestyle CEO Internet Radio. This show is about helping you successfully integrate home management and business ownership. I'm your host, Donna Maria Coles Johnson, the original Lifestyle CEO, and I'm so glad you're joining us. Our guests today are women who have started successful businesses, not solely for financial gain, but also to enjoy the benefits of entrepreneurship, independence, flexibility, and fun. We have three guests on the show today, and two are with me to kick things off right now. Kim Lutz Eisenhower of Lutzie's Lather in Pennsylvania, and Julie Bro of Baby Bro in Colorado. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
I'm so excited to have you here. Now, we're just going to start off by letting everybody know that this is our very first show. If you missed the pilot show that we did a couple of weeks ago back in September, you can visit globaltalkradio.com and get a really good idea of the background for the Lifestyle CEO, who a Lifestyle CEO is, and what it means to be one. This afternoon, we're going to jump right in and talk to our guests. Both of these ladies are members of the Handmade Beauty Network, and they're also moms, and they are experts at creating the beauty products and pampering items that you need to help you enhance your life. Let's start with you, Kim. I want to know a little bit about how you got started. Most of our listeners basically have a real interest up front of finding out how it is that you got started and how this passion turned into a business for you. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it started, I had a grandmother who made soap on the farm long ago, and when I graduated from college, I moved on the farm with her and started learning about making soap to find common ground to get to know her even better, and it just kind of exploded out of that. Worked kind of doing it in my kitchen for a long time, and then because I've had marketing jobs, worked in corporate America for a while, and September 11th happened, and I got downsized as for my marketing director position. And my husband and I talked about it, and it was the perfect time to jump in to doing Lutzie's Lather full-time because that was my passion. And we cashed out my 401k that I had accumulated in my time in corporate America and used that to have a kiosk at a mall for our very first Christmas. And it was scary, but definitely worth the jump.
And so you started how long after September 11th, Kim?
September 11th, I started creating all my marketing materials, building my website. It was the following Christmas before we did the kiosk. So I spent almost a year developing my website, developing my brand, developing my marketing materials.
And prior to that, were you making anything part-time and selling it, or was it all just preparation for a year?
No, I had wholesale clients that I would make in my kitchen. My husband would have to eat cereal on certain nights because the kitchen was totally full.
But yes, we're going to talk about the family dynamic a little later on, too.
But, yeah, I had some wholesale customers who kind of gave me the confidence to get further and further and further closer to my dream.
So you are a real-life example of what all the papers and magazines talk about in terms of September 11th causing us to kind of turn a little bit inward to look for what we really want out of life. Is that right?
It really did. That was quite a week, actually, because Monday, Grammy Lutz, who is my inspiration, passed away that Monday. Tuesday was September 11th, and Saturday, Scott and I got married. So that week was quite a traumatic week for me, and it was definitely a major turning point in my life.
Wow, what an interesting story up to where you are today. So you started your business at the end of 2002, mm-hmm. at least the way it's currently
right.
structured with
from a retail standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And so, go ahead.
We did the kiosk at the mall for like November and December, got our feet wet, and then another couple who had a kiosk selling candle-type products across from us mentioned a location here in our local area that it's an upscale farmer's market. And the upstairs is enclosed shops. The downstairs is a traditional farmer's market with your meats and your vegetables. And we checked it out and signed on right away. And then April 15th, we opened our very first actual full-time location.
And so what was that scary?
Oh, my, yes. Because we did, I mean, all I had was my 401K. So I had a little over $3,000 to do everything I needed for all this store. So I personally made every single shelf that I have in my store, stained them myself, sanded them myself, built everything, and penny-pinched everywhere that I could so that I could afford to do as much as possible to look as professional as I could.
Because
I just didn't want the store to look, being that I'm in a, it's not a totally upscale area, but it's a more affluent area, especially my neighboring shops. They have a very high ticket point. So I had to appear to be as professional as possible. And the biggest compliment I get is people ask me, is this a franchise?
Oh, yes. Well, I've been to your store before, so I know firsthand that it is such a unique offering, and it's surrounded by other unique offerings. You can't just go to the shopping mall and get what you have.
Right.
And that's what makes it, it's one of the things that makes it so special. The other thing is the blood, sweat, and tears that went into it. In terms of all the work that you're describing, I would imagine that one of the things, when I talk to women, and probably you do too, when they talk about starting a business, it's like, where do I start and how do I get the money? And what you're describing is the fact that you don't really need $1 billion to start your own business.
Nope, we did it very economically. The hardest thing is finding a place with affordable rent. Mm. You need a place that, 'cause a lot of the strip malls, I mean, you're looking at huge, huge rents. The key is find a place with reasonable rent. You can always build from there. You
wow.
can always move up. You can always move around, but you need somewhere to start.
Wow, and you also sell your products online, too.
We do, yeah.
Well, we're gonna bombard you with questions. Believe it or not, I already have an email question.
Oh, wow.
I sure do. We're going to get to those later in the hour, though. So
okay.
I want to tell that email person to hold on. I think a lot of times, since a lot of our listeners are moms, they're screaming babies in the background.
I'm surprised you don't hear Maddie right now.
Right. Yeah, I know. We're going to get to your little Maddie there, too, your little baby. We try to encourage people to email so that they can get the information, even if they can't call in for whatever reason. Julie, there in Colorado, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And your business is Baby Bro. I'm going to spell that for everyone, B-R-E-A-U-X, which is also your last name, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'd love to hear a little bit about how you got started, too.
Yeah, mine is quite different. I had a baby, a little boy, and I was using, you know, bath time as a nightly ritual to get him to go to bed. And I was looking for something, you know, more special, something more pampering, and, you know, it was more of like a bonding time. And I went to a seminar on how to make natural lotions. And I came home and just started experimenting and making my own lotions for him. And I just decided to make it a baby line. So after a year of experimenting with different types of lotions and all that, I came up with my line. And a friend of mine, she has children too, and we just talked about it, and we decided to launch Baby Bro.
Okay, great. So you have a partner.
I do.
And your products are mainly about pampering babies, is that right?
Yes, it's a spa-inspired natural baby care line. We wanted a natural alternative to the commercial products, and we wanted to focus more on the experience of pampering rather than just basic baby care.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really, you know, we use shea butter, cocoa butter, and aloe butter, all kinds of, you know, more lush ingredients. And so it's more of an experience been just...
Julie, does your baby bro experience correspond in terms of time with your pregnancy experience?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Starting baby bro, did that correspond pretty closely to becoming pregnant and starting a family?
Oh, you did. You know, I started thinking about baby bro pretty soon after I had Aiden, my first little boy. And I think he was just a few months old when I went to my first seminar and decided to experiment and try to come up with my own product.
Had you been working outside the home prior to Aiden's arrival?
You know, I had recently been laid off. I was working at S&P. I'd worked in the financial industry for over 10 years. And I was at Standard & Poor's. And they moved my department to New York. And I decided, I had talked to my husband, and we decided to start a family.
Wow.
And then I would stay home. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is so great. Both of you have different stories. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to come right back in just a few minutes with our guest, Julie Bro and Kim Lutz Eisenhower. Thanks for joining us on the Lifestyle CEO Show.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and you're listening to the Lifestyle CEO Show. My two guests this afternoon, Kim Lutz Eisenhower of Lutz's Lather in Pennsylvania and Julie Bro of Baby Bro in Colorado, are both manufacturers of handmade beauty products. They're also members of the Handmade Beauty Network, so you can find them and other HBN members with some great pampering products for yourself at our website at handmadebeauty.com. Ladies, before we had to go to break, we were talking a little bit about how the employment arena and the layoff experiences that you had led to your businesses. I want to hear a little bit more about that. Julie, can you tell me just a little more about it?
Yes. You know, I was laid off from Standard & Poor's, and I still wanted to... You know, we were planning on having a family, and so I knew that I would probably want to be staying home. So I still wanted to make a contribution to the family income and still be able to stay at home with the children. So, you know, starting a business is just a wonderful chance to do that. And I had a friend of mine that I've known for years. And we had talked prior to that about, you know, wanting to start a business together. So we got together and started the business. I talked to a lawyer, and it's kind of daunting when you think about starting a business because you really don't know where to start. And I originally had a product that I wasn't sure if we could patent it or not, and so I had talked to a lawyer about patenting issues, and he got the ball rolling. We were incorporated.
Julie, did you look for, after you were laid off, did you contemplate looking for another job, or did you know that you didn't want to do that?
You know, I actually did an interview for a few jobs. I was about, 6 months pregnant. So there were some issues with that as well. I didn't know if a company would, you know, how they'd feel about hiring somebody who would want maternity leave in a few months. So I did interview with a couple of companies and then just decided to take the leap into a home-based business.
Mm-hmm. And did your husband, how did he take to the news that you wanted to do something a little bit different? I would imagine the impact on the family bank account was a little bit different.
Yes. Well, he's been very supportive, and he liked the idea, and he liked the products. And the way that we started Baby Bro was, it wasn't a big money hit right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, since it's home-based, we didn't have to lease any property or anything of that nature. So it was a pretty gradual start. And
right.
He had a job that was paying well enough that I could, you know, just borrow money from him when I needed it. So it was a pretty easy transition.
An easy one. It sounds like it's interesting. We all have so many different stories. Of course, what a blessing it is to have a spouse that has the kind of job that allows that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really wonderful for you. But on top of that, I would imagine you have two children. And so even though sometimes I guess the financial going may not be difficult, Is it sometimes still a strain and sometimes quite stressful to manage a business and client demands and requests and orders when you're also managing a home and taking care of two children?
Yes, it can be very overwhelming. And you go through phases of adjustment. So my son, right now we're having an issue, my three-year-old son. I have a three-year-old and an eight-month-old. And my three-year-old, because we've really been operating since June. So we've been, you know, making sales calls and taking orders and that for a few months. And it's gotten really busy, and so I'm not paying as much attention to him as he's used to.
Mm.
And so I am now going through an adjustment period of trying to figure out the best way to make sure that he has all the attention that he needs and that I get the orders fulfilled. And, you know, work on growing the business. So it has been hard, and it's very challenging. And there are times where it's so overwhelming, you wonder if it's worth it. And then the next minute, you think about it, and it's all worth it. And you can, it just works itself out. And so we're working it out, and I think it'll be good.
Good. Well, I know that story is of encouragement to so many people. And, Kim, you have a very interesting story in terms of your baby there. Tell us a little bit about how little Madeline came into the world and how that impacted your life and your business and everything.
Well, it was a long process to get her. It took us 2.5 years to get pregnant. And so the goal was always having my own business and be the perfect place to, you know, be able to raise my children and have a business at the same time. And I'm very much a doer and hard worker. And I, through the whole pregnancy, I always had this, they always say, don't lift too much, don't do too much. And I'm always like, yeah, I'll know when I hit my limits, not everything. And through the pregnancy, we were doing pretty good. And then at the six-month point, it was my busiest Thursday at the shop. I was all by myself, and I had this lower pain. And my dad stopped by that day and says, boy, your face is really red. And I'm like, I just don't feel that good today. Well, by Friday, I was feeling much worse. And thankfully, my husband at the time, his job, he was working second shift, so he happened to be with me at the shop that morning. And he said, you know, we should get you checked. So we went to the emergency room, and I was 2 centimeters dilated in labor at 25 weeks. So it was pretty scary. They told me, you're going to have a baby. And I'm like, I can't have a baby. She's not done. So they started giving me steroid shots to mature her lungs and gave me muscle relaxers to kind of curb the contractions. And I was able to keep her in for 2.5 days.
And then
by Sunday morning, it felt like I had a baseball in my throat. So they said, I was so sick, they had to do an emergency C-section. So they took her the Sunday before Christmas. So
she was born a total of how many months early?
She was 3 months early. She weighed 1 pound, 15 ounces.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was itty-bitty.
And today?
Today she is 13 pounds, 9 ounces.
And she's doing well helping you run the store there?
Yeah. Yes. She's my little angel. She's just amazing. She spent 80 days in the hospital. And that was probably the hardest time. Well, it's all a challenge. I mean, trying to run the store, doing wholesale, doing web sales, taking care of Maddie, keeping my marriage going. It's a daily priority list.
Well, speaking of that, tell me what a typical day is when the store is open for you, a typical weekday.
A typical weekday for me, I have a friend who, she had a premature baby 27 years ago. So she has taken a great interest in Maddie, and so she helps me out anytime I need someone just to watch Maddie. So depending on the day, like a typical Friday, Friday's a busy day for me. Maddie's with me all day at the shop. We get here about 8:30. It gives me a chance to get her breakfast here, get the store opened up, make sure product's ready to go. And then by 9:30, she's down for a nap, and then I open at 9:30. So that gives me a chance to kind of get my bearings before the day starts. And she's with me all day long. And because of her unique situation, she's the market baby. Everyone here knows about Maddie, and they come to check on Maddie and see her, and she spends the whole day. But there are times where she has to have my attention, and customers are very, thankfully, very understanding of that. But it's by Friday night, I'm exhausted.
Well, you know, your story makes me think about how many things I read in the newspaper and unsolicited email messages I get that say things like, if you're a mom, you can work from home, earn $5,000 a month in your pajamas. And I just laugh because I know my personal experience is when I worked at a 9-to-5 traditional job, I worked really hard and I worked really long hours. And, well, let me not tell my story. Do you work harder now than you did when you had a job working with someone else?
It's always on my thoughts. Anytime my husband and I are out somewhere, we're brainstorming. We're looking at things going, oh, we like that, but we could do this. So, I mean, Lefty's Lather is always on our mind. It's never not there. And it's just, it's a 24-hour immersion. I'm totally immersed in Lefty's Lather. My husband, thankfully, enjoys, although he never thought he'd make sugar scrubs, but it's something that we as a family do.
We have to introduce them to these things, you know.
I know. He never thought he would ever be making soap. soapy type stuff.
So you really do find that even though you're working, you're working all the time, obviously you sleep, but what you're describing is a situation where you've integrated all the aspects of your life into one whole, and none of them ever really stops.
Correct.
And
yeah.
So how are you glad that you made this step, or would you rather be in a situation where you're working with someone else and you know exactly how much money you're going to make every week, et cetera?
There are days. I mean, it's never always roses.
Right.
Being self-employed from a tax standpoint alone is an adventure. So it's just, it's constant. Now, I don't have a partner, so it's just me at this point. So it can be a little overwhelming. You just really have to sit down and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do today.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that things just kind of unfold as you move along?
They do. They do. Yeah, I mean, there's certain priorities, like paying the bills on time that, you know,
right.
you have on my I have on my list. But And the market fluctuates. We've had really high gas prices right now. That's affected all of us from a retail standpoint. So
make for an adventure, doesn't it?
It does. It's been this kind of roller coaster, but you take it in stride because you know in the long run it's worth it. I think.
Right.
To me, it's worth it.
Good, and I hear Julie agreeing. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. When we come back in a few minutes, we are going to be joined by Hannah Keeley, author of Hannah's Art of Home. Hannah is a mom with 6 children and 1 on the way.
Oh, mom.
And she is just a bundle of energy, and we're all going to feel like we need to take a nap after we talk to her because she's going to energize all of us. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. We have 3 fabulous guests this afternoon joining me. Kim Lutz-Eisenhower from Lutz's Lather in Pennsylvania, and Julie Bro from Colorado of Baby's Baby Bro. And that's spelled B-R-E-A-U-X for anybody who's going to be trying to find her wonderful baby pampering products on the Internet. We've also got joining us, and I'm so excited to welcome, Hannah Keeley from Virginia. How are you, Hannah?
Hi, I'm doing fantastic.
Well, I've been telling everyone about all of the fabulous women I know, and you're one of them because you have done so many things with so many children. And I'm just so encouraged to see the 2 guests so far have described having been laid off of their jobs. And you know, ladies, there was an article in the Washington Post, I think it was the first edition for the Sunday paper yesterday, and it dealt with the issues of unemployment, and there was a specific article focusing on a labor union executive that was talking about how jobs are being downsized and gas prices are going up and workers are being squeezed from this side and that side and how difficult it is for families to keep up. And she concluded her speech by saying, "Unions are the antidote for the problems in America today." And I thought, well, I've got 2 guests on the show here today who were laid off from their jobs. Their husbands were laid off from their jobs at points in time when they were starting their businesses or around that time frame. They have families, and guess what? They made lemonade out of the lemons and didn't look to somebody else to take care of them. So I just applaud you. I know unions are great, and they're a necessary part, and they've done such a great job of helping keep workplaces safe and progressive. But I just got to tell you, there's something to be said. Will you agree with me on picking up the pieces yourself and taking control of your life? What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Hannah, mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Where do you want to begin?
I think probably what I'd love to hear you talk about a little bit is, since you have a psychology background and you had a job in the traditional world before you started your business, why don't we start there and talk a little bit about the transition?
Sure. Well, I was a behavior therapist, and I worked with a lot of behavior disordered kids and adults and loved what I did, really enjoyed it. I got pregnant with my first child while I was still working, and it was just not a very good environment. When you're pregnant. So, I mean, because you really have to be hands-on with the kids. It's not always, you know, low-key. Sometimes you really have to be hands-on with the kids. So I quit that and decided to stay at home. I remember
my financial counselor saying there is absolutely no way that you can quit work and stay at home with the kids. And I was like, well, I'm going to. So I'll figure out something to do. And we made do. We cut back as much as we could, my husband and I did, and we were quite content. I think we get this, you know, we live under a delusion of how much you need to get by when really we have so much, you know. This nation is so fat in so many ways. And so, you know, we just cut back where we had to cut back, and we got by. And along came my first child, and that led to my second, third, fourth, fifth. And by this time, I wanted, you know, I loved being at home with the kids, and I loved what I did just around the house, but I wanted to try new things. And I've always loved to write. I started a newsletter called Home by Choice. About what I was doing, and kind of appealed to the people who are also trying to make cutbacks and stay at home with the kids. And this led into freelance writing, which eventually led into my first book. And now I'm pregnant with number 7 and got a lot of things going on. We have a baby product line as well, and we have the book out, and I'm sending out some proposals for my next book. So things are always hopping around this house, I tell you what. It's great. And we also homeschool the kids, so there's never a dull moment. This house is packed with energy and activity at every single corner and crevice.
And Hannah, you also have an online magazine.
Yes, we do. It's available at my website. You can just click on there and check it out. We have the new October issue up right now, as a matter of fact. It's available with HannahKeeley.com.
And you also have an online weekly newsletter.
Yeah, I send out a Monday morning motivator to all my subscribers, because I know Monday mornings, especially when you're home dealing with the house and the kids, it's kind of hard to get back into the routine and pick up the pieces over the weekend. So it's kind of just that little burst of motivation and enthusiasm to get your engines up and running on Monday morning.
And Hannah, what can you tell our listeners about some of the kinds of sacrifices that you have had to make, if any, in order to juggle all these balls in the air?
Well, I tell you, it's kind of hard to, I guess you'd have to define sacrifice, really, because I just figure what is the most important thing in my life right now. And I go after that, and everything falls into place. And I go and list the priorities. My husband and my kids are definitely first there. And then after that comes my home, and then after that comes my career. So I balance it all, and as long as I have the priorities in place, everything falls right where it needs to. And, I mean, I guess if there's a idea of sacrifice, we'd be sacrificing things like things I don't even really need. You know, I don't need to watch television. I don't need to spend a lot of time shopping. I don't do the things that just fill my time. I look at every moment of my life as an investment in what I really want to do, and if it's creating the life that I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I look at an hour, you know, if I'm just going to sit around and watch mindless television, that's not really going to enhance my life and create the destiny that I want. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of how I live. I'm very time aware, very mm-hmm. time conscious, and I want to spend it wisely.
Well, tell us a little bit about your book, Hannah. I know Hannah's Art of Home is all about living life the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an exciting concept, I think, especially today, in our society, where so many women feel pressure from so many places to be so many different things.
I know.
We have to have a job, and we have to have a business, and we have to be a mom, and we have to be a wife.
And you have to do it all this way.
I'd love to hear more about how you're able to encourage women to do it just the way you are, whatever it is that you want to do.
Well, I tell you, Donna Maria, I just, looking around at some of the home management books, because when I first got into this whole domestic engineering thing, I honestly didn't know what I was doing. My mom spoiled me rotten. I didn't know how to wash a load of clothes when I went off to college. I bought fabric softener and threw it in the wash cycle. I didn't know what I was doing. So this whole idea of managing a home and a family was mind-boggling to me. So I would read all these books on home management and entertaining and housekeeping, and it just seemed like everyone said, well, this is the way you do it. And I had the personality where I just could not fit myself into a certain mold.
Mm-hmm.
And pulling from my background in psychology, I wrote this book, Approaching Home Management from Your Personality. So I divided it up into four different personalities, where usually, you know, you may be a combination of a couple, or you may just fit, you know, right down the line. I am a creative spirit all the way down the line. And then go from there and manage to declutter and organize and clean and decorate according to how your personality works.
Mm-hmm.
And so it fits everybody. Everyone can pull something useful, something they can incorporate in their life.
How encouraging to know that it doesn't have to be one way.
No, absolutely not. And so many interviews, the person will say, well, how do you do this? I'm like, okay, personally, if it's cleaning a closet, you may not want to see my closet, because sometimes I just shut the door and walk away.
And that's okay.
That's okay. My mom would have a panic attack. But we're all different. Thank goodness. You know, there's such a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, in a family, we're all different, but we have to live under the same roof. So how can we manage a home and a family in a way that will nurture everyone?
Right, and fit into a lifestyle that we can create for ourselves. That's such a great message. And the questionnaire on your website about what kind of personality do you have and how that can incorporate into your home is really useful. So I invite people to go and check out Hannah Keeley, KEELEY.com. Take that personality test and enjoy that online magazine. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to come back and take some questions from our listeners. This is the Lifestyle CEO. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria Coles Johnson, and we're talking to, who else, Lifestyle CEOs on our show today. We've got Kim Lutz Eisenhower of Lutz's Lather in Pennsylvania, Julie Bro of Baby Bro in Colorado, and joining us at the bottom of the hour a little bit ago is Hannah Keeley from HannahKeeley.com in Virginia. Welcome back, ladies. We have got some questions from some people that are listening to the show but don't want to call in. And that's okay, though, because we use technology as the best we can, and one of the ways is email, so thank God for it. I'm going to throw the first question to Kim because it's so basic and simple, and I love it in its simplicity. Kim, how do you get customers?
Well, I have the benefit of, having a store that has a key. Fridays and Saturdays are our big days where we have walk-by traffic, so that helps a little bit. And here in our location, I put samples in our bathroom. That really helps, well, bring people over. But it's just about word of mouth. A lot of my customers will give Lutz's Lather products to friends of theirs or family as gifts, and then they come in search of the website to check out, because my website's on every product, so they come to check out the website to get more information to find out how they can get the products themselves. But the hardest part is the repeat customer, not necessarily the first customer. You just got to keep your customers happy and giving them that good product that appreciate and enjoy, and they'll keep coming back.
They'll keep them coming back because the statistics show that it costs so much more money to obtain a new customer than it does to keep an existing one.
Absolutely. Keep that mailing list up to date and current and market to your people.
And do you advertise at all, or is it mainly self-generated marketing materials and word of mouth?
My first year I did advertising through local magazines. I've done billboards, which in my area is the best form of advertising, but a little more expensive. So this year I took a different approach, and I'm doing direct mail to all of my customers and those who register on my website. So I'm doing more direct marketing this year, and then I'm going to compare the 2 years and see, okay, did I do better doing the outside marketing and advertising, or do I like the fact that I'm targeting those who know my product and I'm not re-educating?
And are you using the U.S. Postal Service for the direct mail?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. I want to let everybody know, too, here's a little tip. I don't know the exact website address, but the United States Postal Service at USPS.com has a great online free direct mail advertising magazine. You can upload it as a PDF right from your website. I think it's monthly, and it has wonderful articles on how you can use direct mail to grow any kind of business, from your products, your services, speaking, books, anything. It's really a wonderful resource with lots of pricing and helpful information from some industry experts. So I encourage people to click on that when you get a chance at USPS.gov. Thanks for sharing that, Kim.
Oh, sure.
I think we're going to turn it over to Julie now, who talked a little bit about how she had a partner in her business. And this person, this listener, wants to know, does your partner have children? And if so, do you all exchange child care so that you can run your business more efficiently?
You know, we both have two children. So she has a little boy and a little girl. And we have talked about, sharing the babysitting or nanny duties. We haven't actually done that. So I usually rely on my mother, mm-hmm. or I have a neighbor right across the street from me, and she has a little boy too, and we use each other to mm-hmm. to watch our children. So. She helps me a lot in, we offer each other support, and, we have our designated, duties, if you will.
Designated duties. Yeah, what's it like to have a partner? I would imagine that adds a whole new dynamic to have a business partner. I know it sounds like all of you have partners in terms of your husbands who are partners in life and partners, if not in a legal sense, certainly I would imagine in a practical sense for your businesses. But what is it like, Julie? Can you tell people who might want to know, do I want to go in business with my friend? What are some of the things people should think about?
And that is a really good question. I knew my partner's name is Rhonda, and I have known her for over 10 years. And I had started Baby Bro on my own, and then since we had talked previously about wanting to start a business, once I was established, I, talked to her about it and asked her if she wanted to join in, and she did, and it's been really nice because we were comfortable with each other, we know each other, and it's also hard because, when she first came on board, we each have separate ideas about how things should be run, and so we were kind of, tiptoeing around each other, and we finally had to sit down and talk and just say, if there's an issue, then we just need to just throw it out there, and we'll talk about it, and we'll address it. And so we complement each other. We both have our strengths and our weaknesses, and, where I'm strong, then, I kind of take over that aspect, and where she's strong, then she takes over that aspect of the business. So, and it's nice to have somebody to support you and, bounce ideas off of. So I love having a partner.
Yeah, because it can get kind of lonely sometimes having a business of your own.
Yes.
You can't walk down the hall anymore and ask somebody to go get a cup of coffee with you and chat about the latest project at work.
Exactly.
You have to just do it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that and some of the other challenges associated with small business ownership, especially as moms, I want to let our listeners know that we have finally scheduled the first Lifestyle CEO Conference here in suburban Washington, D.C. for January 28, 2006. And I am so excited also to announce that we have finally secured our keynote speaker and panel discussion member, Lisa Price of Carol's Daughter. Carol's Daughter, you may know as one of the most successful indie, so to speak, cosmetics manufacturers probably on the planet these days. She started her business back in the early 1990s, making butters and lotions and things like that and selling them from her home in Brooklyn, where on Saturday mornings people would line up at her front door to purchase the products that she had made, as she also managed the home with two small children, both of whom were nursing at the time. And, well, that sounds familiar to some of you, I'm sure.
Yes.
Lisa Price is going to join us and share some of her secrets. She's the author of The Sweet Smell of Success, and she is really experiencing her harvest now because earlier this year, several hip-hop artists, including Jada Pinkett Smith and her husband, Will Smith, who are lifestyle CEOs themselves, of course, and Jay-Z, as well as Tommy Mottola. Those are some record industry moguls that you may know of. They invested millions of dollars in her business, and just last month, she opened her flagship store in Harlem, and we are so excited to have Lisa share her story with us. I hope that everyone will check out our website at lifestyleceo.com and get your registration forms. We are having early registration. And guess what? We have childcare. I don't know of any other small business seminar designed for women that also recognizes the need for childcare. We have a licensed childcare provider who will be on site to take care of the children so that we can network and learn from each other. And speaking of help, Hannah, our last question is going to be thrown to you. What kind of help do you have to help you manage all the things that you take care of? And the writer didn't really define help, but maybe you can kind of give us some idea of how it is that you do so many things and what kind of people are in your life to help you.
Well, actually, I'm very fortunate. My husband is a remarkable helper. I mean, we do a lot of tag team parenting and homeschooling and really share a lot of the burden that way. And we kind of go by the old farmhand philosophy where you just keep on having kids and put them to work.
Mm-hmm.
So the older ones are a great help as well, and we all share the responsibility around the house.
How old are your children, Hannah?
They start at 12 and go down from there. It's 12, 11, 9, 7, 3, almost 2, and another one on the way. So,
that's like a football team, I think.
I think it's a basketball team. So,
right,
you gotta wear pads and a helmet at all times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a great analogy. I could see another book there, Hannah.
Oh, there you go. I'll go ahead and write it down. Just give them their jerseys, and I can just call them by number instead of name. I'll probably make it easier.
Yeah.
They all just work together. I mean, I think they need to know. I never really knew when I finally left home all the responsibilities that I would have to juggle. And I think it's good for them to have to know early on how you do laundry, how you prepare meals, just the little domestic things that so often we moms think it is our job to do everything for our kids until they leave our house. And that's not helping them any, and it's definitely not helping us. So,
well, and isn't it amazing to discover how they can do so many things than we think they might be able to do? At early ages, they can
right,
do so
absolutely.
Many things.
I think it gets down to our standards because, yes, I can mop a floor much better than my 10-year-old, but my 10-year-old has got to learn how. So we kind of have to regulate our standards and lighten up a little bit if we're going to teach them all the requirements that that go along with managing a home.
And plus you get to show them how to operate a business, too, and what a great addition and blessing that must be.
Right, right. It's wonderful. And they also learn the correct priority of a business.
That and I love your analogy, too, of the farmhand kind of philosophy. I was just chatting with my brother just yesterday, and our grandparents have, like 13 and 15 brothers and sisters. And, in those days, that was what happened. Everybody joined in. And, sure, somebody may have had, jobs here and jobs there if they could get them at the time. But for the most part, they were joining forces together as a family to generate the kind of for them back then at the turn of the century, especially being African Americans, it was basically just, how we can eat.
Right.
So how fascinating is it that today the economy and the traditional job market that most people deal with has put a lot of people in the position of taking a second look at that lifestyle model and seeing a lot of benefits associated with it that we might have forgotten over the last 50 years.
It's amazing how many variables really work against us having a lot of kids like we do. But for us, family is the number one priority, and it always will be. And so that is where we spend the majority of our energy, and we work out of that.
Well, what wonderful stories, and how inspirational each of you is. Hannah Keeley at hannahkeeley.com. I hope that readers will visit your website and take a look at your magazine and your weekly online newsletter and your book, Hannah's Heart of Home. Kim Lutz Eisenhower from Lutzie's Lather at lutzieslather.com and Julie Bro from babybro.com. Thank you all so much for joining us. We're going to sign off right now. I want to remind all of our listeners to check out our website at lifestyleceo.com. You can look at the Lifestyle CEO book. You can join in discussion on our blog, and you can, of course, get all the details about how you can meet Lisa Price of Carol's Daughter at our Lifestyle CEO conference in January 2006 here in suburban Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Create the life you love and build your own corporate ladder. This is Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.